It's 2022 and it's not weird if Elon Musk says that he might make an alternative to iPhone and Android phones. Elon Musk has been creating the headlines for a very long time. The man who just bought Twitter Inc. for $44 billion is now ready to compete against tech giants Google and Apple Inc., but there's a catch. Image source Wikipedia. On Saturday, a Twitter user asked if Apple and Google boot Twitter from their app stores, and Elon Musk should produce his own smartphone. Half the country would happily ditch the biased, snooping iPhone and Android. The man builds rockets to Mars. A silly little smartphone should be easy, right? Musk replied. I certainly hope it does not come to that, but, yes, if there is no other choice, I will make an alternative phone. Several users expressed their thoughts on Musk's post. While one commented, I bet he will revolutionize the smartphones, another said, I feel somehow like this plan is already in the works. Another user wrote, I would buy your phone in literally 2 seconds. I'm so fed up with iPhone and Android and am desperate for an alternative. Meanwhile, Musk on Friday announces his plans to relaunch Twitter's premium service that will offer different colored check marks to accounts next week, in a fresh move to revamp the service after a previous attempt backfired. Originally, the blue check was given to government entities, corporations, celebrities and journalists verified by the platform to prevent impersonation. He stated that according to the latest version, companies will get a gold check, governments will get a gray check, and individuals who pay for the service, whether or not they're celebrities, will get a blue check. All verified accounts will be manually authenticated before check activates, he said, adding it was painful, but necessary, and promising a longer explanation next week. He said the service was tentatively launching on December 2nd. Twitter had put the revamped premium service on hold days after its launch earlier this month after accounts impersonated companies including pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly and Company, Nintendo, Lockheed Martin, and even Musk's own businesses Tesla and SpaceX, along with various professional sports and political figures. On Thursday, Musk said he would grant amnesty for suspended accounts, following the results of an online poll he conducted on whether accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam should be reinstated. 0.72% of the audience voted yes. Such online polls are anything but scientific and can easily be influenced by bots. Musk also used one before restoring former US President Donald Trump's account. The people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week. Vox populi, vox dei. Musk tweeted on Thursday using a Latin phrase meaning, the voice of the people, the voice of God. Online safety experts predict the move would spur a rise in harassment, hate speech, and misinformation. It's also likely to put the company on a crash course with European regulators seeking to clamp down on harmful online content with tough new rules.